Now, the partial government shutdown came to an end on Friday after President Trump and congressional leaders reached a short-term agreement to get federal employees back to work. That shutdown was the longest in U.S. history, and it kept hundreds of thousands of workers off the job or working without pay for more than a month. And while the political fallout has yet to be fully understood, we already have a sense of the impact that the shutdown had on the U.S. economy. According to a new report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the shutdown cost the economy $11 billion and a $3 billion permanent loss. Our next guest is here to put those numbers into perspective and talk about how the economy might fare moving forward. Michael Carroll is a professor and the director of Economics Research Group at the University of North Texas. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. In our introduction, Michael, we gave a brief rundown of the CBO report, namely that the shutdown cost the economy $11 billion. What does that actually look like?
I think that's probably not unrealistic. The report says it's $11 billion, but $8 billion will be made up after the workers get paid. So essentially, it's a net of $3 billion. I think that's actually a little bit low. I'm not too sure if all of that 11 will be, or I'm sorry, all that 8 will be recouped right away, just because of the way people spend their money. And I think also the potential of an additional shutdown here in a few more weeks may change how the workers do spend their money when they get it.
What factors does the Congressional Budget Office consider when making that estimation?
I think they look at just the wage pool. You know, they know how much workers were going to be made, and then they know essentially what percentage of the a person's paycheck do they spend. Obviously, they can't spend their entire net amount because they have to pay taxes and all of that kind of thing. So they actually estimate essentially what people generally spend their money on. So they calculate a basket of goods and do it some other ways. But for the most part, they're trying to measure consumption.
So with the broader picture of the economy, how much of an impact does that dollar amount have?
I think if you look at it for a year, you know, if you're looking at the 2019 economy, it's really not going to be that much in terms of just the economy as a whole. Now, obviously, there's household concerns, and that may have been a large impact because you just don't know what they were spending their money on. So, for example, if we're looking at a plant closing, let's say, you know how many workers were at that plant, what the supply chain was, who's not going to be paid like that. So this is a little bit more complicated, but I think they're mostly looking at consumption spending in this report.
So is that dollar amount something that could be reversed over the next couple of weeks?
I don't know. Again, I think a lot of it is going to be the perception in terms of what's going to happen. You know, if people get their back pay, and I read one news article today that some people have already gotten like half of their back pay. So it depends on what's their perception of the future. People always spend their money kind of based on where they think they're going to be. And will some people put this aside for a rainy day? I don't know. If they're a little bit higher income, they may be able to do that in case there's another shutdown coming. But for the most part, I think, maybe people have to pay off credit cards right away. And then, it'll go into the economy immediately.
Now, another warning issued by the Congressional Budget Office was that $3 billion of economic activity was permanently lost. Can you do us a favor and break that down for us?
Yeah, I don't know exactly why they're calculating that, but for example, if let's say you were a government worker and you were, you went without pay, so perhaps your food expenditures would be different. You would not be going out to eat. And you get your back pay. You're not going to run down and have two meals at a particular restaurant. So I think that kind of spending is lost for good. I mean, it's just that we won't have that unless they turn around and spend the money on something completely different. So I think the key to some of this is going to be how this ripples through the economy in terms of, what spending was curtailed, what spending was, foregone for good. So, for example, if somebody were in the process of going through a house, buying a house, and all of a sudden they didn't have a paycheck coming in, what happens? Did they lose that deal, and will it take months for them to find another house, or you know, I think it's such an individual basis when it comes to that.
Michael Carroll is a professor and the director of the Economic Research Group at the University of North Texas, and we're talking about the long-term effect that the government shutdown may have placed on the U.S. economy. What impact does this permanently lost economic activity have on the country as a whole?
Yeah, so I think overall the amount will be relatively small, the impact. In other words, if we're looking at how is this going to change GDP, it's going to be relatively small because it wasn't for that long, and the U.S. economy is so big, so diverse that I don't think it's going to be seen in the numbers per se. Now, whether or not some corporations view kind of the dysfunction that brought all of this on as a deterrent, that maybe they'll hold off on investment spending. Well, that could be significant because, you know, they may not build a plant for next year. They may not do some other big capital spending. It just depends on how this whole thing is perceived as it goes through the process.
Now, there is certainly a possibility that we may experience another government shutdown if the two sides don't agree. Does that have an effect on the economy depending on how long it goes? We saw how long this one went. Is there a breaking point in terms of if there's another government shutdown, you know, how long that goes before there's a real effect on the U.S. economy?
I think we've kind of reached that point with this last one. I think if it goes beyond a month or a month and a half, especially given the one we just finished, then we could definitely start seeing some long-term effects just with, you know, people not going into those particular jobs, the contractors not getting paid, all of the things that would be a consequence of this. I think you could see that. And I think the second one, if there is a second one, I think it'll be more telling.
Now, as far as lawmakers are concerned, the permanent loss of $3 billion maybe in a grand scheme of things may not mean that much for the overall economy, but should it raise flags for politicians in Washington?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I it's very, very bad politically, obviously, for people to be used kind of as a pawn in a game. So I think it definitely does have long-term implications. And I don't know. I know there's been talk about trying to put together a bill or something like that does not allow for the shutdown, and continuing resolutions, you know, just automatically get extended in, you know, during the negotiation process, because we've been on continuing resolutions now for years that we just constantly keep funding for a year, a few weeks or months or so at a time.
Now, the government shutdown highlighted another issue, and that is many Americans, not just federal employees, but many Americans across the country are living paycheck to paycheck. Can you talk about what that term means?
Yeah, it just means that, you know, people are spending out of their paycheck. So they get paid, you know, on the first of the month or the whatever, and then by the end of the month they're out of money. They don't have any significant savings in the bank. So if they disrupt that and they're not getting paid, then they have no income that they can access for their spending. So they end up, if they have availability for, you know, to put it on a credit card or something like that, but that obviously has to be repaid. So you end up spending that, and then you get paid the next time, and you still have your normal monthly expenses. And then now you have to pay the credit card debt for the amount that you had to borrow before. So it kind of has a snowball effect in terms of those kind of families.
We're talking to Michael Carroll. He's a professor and the director of the Economics Research Group at the University of North Texas. He's with us to talk about the effect the government shutdown has had on the economy and what some of the long-term effects could be. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the economics of the shutdown? In what ways do you think this could influence how lawmakers handle shutdowns in the future? Are you concerned that we could see another shutdown in a few weeks? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue this conversation in just a bit right here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Darrell Conner. Right now, we continue our conversation about the economic impact of the government shutdown with Michael Carroll. He's a professor and the director of the Economic Research Group at the University of North Texas. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you were part of the shutdown, what impact did it have on your family and your finances? If you work in an industry like banking, what impact did the shutdown have on your customers? Or you can call in with your questions about how the economy was hurt by the shutdown. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Now, Michael, we were talking about how many of the workers, of government workers, are living paycheck to paycheck. And you talked about how many people are putting a lot of their expenses on credit cards. How does this financial insecurity then impact the economy long term?
It definitely would hurt the economy long term, because you really need consumer confidence to be relatively high, so people feel comfortable of going ahead and making those expenditures, especially if they're for larger ticket items. You know, for example, if they have to buy a new refrigerator or want a new refrigerator, and maybe that would be something that they would defer for a while. So I think it definitely, the optimism for the consumer as well as for the business, you know, of the businesses, how are they going to staff, you know, did food retail or, say, tourism, did any of that get scaled back during that time in anticipation? But, you know, this first time around, I don't think anybody knew that it would last as long as it did.
Now, we were talking about the fact that many families during this time has had to take on more debt because they weren't getting paid and they're carrying debt. And because of that, they'll have less disposable income over in the interim. Can we see more ripple effects like this as time moves on? Could this lead to even a possible recession if this keeps up?
Yes, the uncertainty certainly could, because what you need is optimism and things like that to continue this drive, especially in a drive that's been going on for so long. I mean, in terms of the recovery from the Great Recession back in 2009. So I think it does, and I think the specifics are going to be industry to industry. So, just for example, what's happening to the childcare industry of the workers that were impacted? You know, did they not send their children to childcare during the shutdown, or did they? And then, you know, a lot of those childcare centers have waiting lists, and I don't know, you know, did they, if they pulled their kids out, do they have to, you know, can they get them back in? So I think on an industry by industry basis, it's going to be kind of interesting to see how everything adjusts.
Well, you bring up childcare, which I thought was a very good point. You know, what other potential fallout that you can think of that we could see on a family level regarding the shutdown?
I think it's the childcare is a big one. Any sort of, you know, schooling that they may have been paying for, there may have been extracurricular activities that they couldn't afford to pay for. You know, you'd hate to pull someone out of a basketball program, for example, because you couldn't get them to the games or something because they didn't have any income for that. You would hate to see that kind of thing happen on a family basis, but it very well could have. You know, if in fact they are living paycheck to paycheck, all of those kind of things get weighed together, and then you end up having to eliminate the ones that that aren't necessary for you know, just core spending.
Right now, we're continuing our conversation about the economic impact of the government shutdown. Michael Carroll joins us. He's a professor and the director of the Economics Research Group at the University of North Texas. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. If you work in an industry, whatever that may be, white collar or blue collar, what impact did the shutdown have on you? If you're in an industry where you're a business owner, what effect or what impact did the shutdown have on your customers? You can call in with your questions about how the economy was hurt by the shutdown. Give us a call, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Now, Lawmakers have until mid-February to reach a funding agreement. Now, in the event that they don't reach an agreement, what could a second shutdown potentially look like? I know we kind of talked about this before, but take us through what that could potentially be like.
I think you would see similar responses, although I think if a second one occurred, I think people would take it much more serious, because I think, you know, we've had a lot of very short-term shutdowns in the past, you know, with something that would literally may have been shut down just over the weekend. And, you know, people make their point, and politicians are able to show that, you know, there was something wrong, and they needed to do that to make a point. But I think this time, if it comes along again, especially given the length of this last one, I think it may have more prominent spending, impacts just on the economy from the federal workers, as well as from you know, government contractors. You know, so for example, maybe contractors would be leery about actually entering into an agreement. They may have, you know, two options. They may be able to work for a private sector firm, or maybe they would work for the government. You know, maybe in the future they would choose the private sector firm, which means then that, you know, the government activities may not be getting the talent that they currently have. So it may do that, and it may also, in fact, affect in the long run just how many government workers stay in the government sector. You know, if they do have opportunities, or if they were looking for a job, they may be more willing to leave the job, to leave their current, you know, government job and go into the private sector, because they may feel that it was more stable. Now, generally, that's the opposite. Most people feel that, you know, some of the government jobs are more stable than the private sector jobs, and that's some of the appeal to work it for the government sector. So I think just the perception of how this goes through, and then the fact that, you know, if it really does occur within a few weeks after the first one, I think it could have far, far more reaching economic repercussions.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Adam in Madison. Good afternoon, Adam. Welcome to Central Time. Hello.
Hi. I was calling because this may not be an economic related question or comment, but I'm a doctor, and I did not experience any change in my clinic schedule or my surgery schedule from the government shutdown. But I think there's an indirect effect of the shutdown on people's morale, just in general in the country. And to know that people are going through this, and, you know, as a parent, thinking about kids being withdrawn from their daycares and you know, missing basketball games and things like that, those are intangibles, hard to measure. But I think they're really important, because I think there's some direct effects, you know, just on a week-to-week basis with the parents, you know, trying to keep their kids in their daycare and things like that. But there's also maybe a more long-term effect, too, on what do their children think of their government when they miss the basketball game, or when they've been taken out of the daycare, or, well, probably not daycare age, but, you know, what are long-lasting societal effects on their view of the government, you know, when they seem to be put as a pawn, as you said earlier in the program. So definitely an intangible. I'm not sure if it relates to today's conversation like you wanted it to, but I just worry about more long-term effects on the psyche and the morale of the American people versus the direct economic effects. So I'll...
Adam, thank you so much for the call. You know, Michael, Adam is saying that, you know, basically it didn't affect him, but he saw how it affected others. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, federal employees, because they were directly affected because they weren't getting paid. But I think it's safe to say that people who aren't federal employees were affected by this as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's interesting, his comment, because it made me think back of some of the work that has been done in terms of the economic consequences of recessions. And, you know, if a company or if a country is in a recession, you know, the healthcare rate or healthcare issues, you know, go up. There's more heart attacks. There's been more links to suicides and all of that. In an overall economic sense, there are consequences to that, and labor force participation rates may change. As we said earlier, people may not go into those kind of jobs that would be affected by a shutdown. So I think those are good points.
We've got about a minute left, so unfortunately we can't get to Brian's call, but I will read what he said. He said, this is a super wasteful situation in terms of lost wages. He blames Congress for consistently kicking the can down the road when it comes to the budget. What will you be on the lookout for over the next few weeks when it comes to this?
I think seeing what sort of negotiations that are going on and how close in any common language that the two sides have. You know, are there common points that they can agree on and at least move forward? But again, he was right in the sense that this has been happening more and more often, and we haven't had a straight budget for quite a while.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Michael Carroll is a professor and the director of the Economics Research Group at the University of North Texas. He joined us today to talk about the impact that the government shutdown had on the economy.